This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Leaders of the state's two largest school districts worry their students have fallen behind during the COVID-19 shutdown. Dallas and Houston superintendents are determined their kids will keep learning. The Houston and Dallas school districts enroll a total of 370,000 students. With the shutdown, leaders look to first assure basic necessities like meals served by the millions to students each week. They manage to keep getting food to kids. Both superintendents also worried about getting kids on track academically. Houston's interim leader, Granita Lathan, said her district at least had some recent experience dealing with extra challenges.
Mental health, social-emotional issues keeps me up at night. The worry that we had students and families that were still trying to recover from Harvey, and now they're experiencing this different type of crisis.
Dallas Superintendent Michaelina Hose has been pondering what school will look like this fall. He said school won't look like it did in the old days, but this fall won't necessarily be all online like it is now. He offered up Plan C.
So we have several versions of Plan C, and one of those includes maybe having all of our elementary students report, and we spread them out. We even send them to secondary schools, and maybe our secondary students can do more virtual learning.
Hinojosa said how next year proceeds will depend on lawmakers. He's also working to get every Texas student connected online, which isn't the case now. He heads a state committee to accomplish that goal. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.